Despite what I did, my symptoms subsided, but they still came back. The supplements worked for a time, but I finally realized that they are for support, and I was using them like drugs. I felt I could never be without them. Supplements are not supposed to be a part of your permanent life, but I use them like they were. Welcome to Wellness by Design podcast. I'm Susan Cadell, biblical health coach, creator of Apricot Tree Wellness and Nutritherapies and Healing God's Way. I wanted to share with you my journey through some hard life and health challenges and how I found strength and wisdom in biblical principles. I had suffered multiple chronic illnesses, including an eating disorder for 20 years. But the turning point was when I discovered I had diverticulitis. I was your devoted health nut and wore it like a flag. What I didn't understand was that this particular illness had nothing to do with my lifestyle or even my diet, but had everything to do with my heart, mind, and living out of alignment. If you're one of those people that have tried everything you can think of, in natural remedies, and nothing has worked, keep listening. Maybe your family's pushing you towards seeing a medical doctor, but you have been burned by the side effects of drugs and procedures, or you've watched multiple family members die at the hand of the negligence of the medical community, like I have. Let me just say, you are not alone. Despite what I did, my symptoms subsided, but they still came back. The supplements worked for a time, but I finally realized that they are for support, and I was using them like drugs. I felt I could never be without them. Supplements are not supposed to be a part of your permanent life, but I use them like they were. They're supposed to be a temporary aid. I would try all kinds of supplements, researched deep into scholarly articles, read lots of books, and listened to podcasts intently, but I could not seem to find that one key to unlock permanent healing. Most doctors, even natural ones, do not deal with the third element of our being. We are mind, body, and spirit, made in His likeness. Your mind is a huge part of your health. And I'm not talking about counseling, although many of us have buried emotions and may benefit from that. I'm talking about mindset, what you believe, what you perceive, what you feel, and your purpose. Your body is only one part of your whole self. Food is only one element of health. And it's often not enough for permanent healing. And it's why many doctors struggle to gain success with their patients. Now, supporting your body's natural ability to heal through supplements, diet, exercise, prayer, meditation, those things are definitely, they're important. Toxins, parasites, cellular health, those are also important. But if you don't deal with the underlying emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being of your mindset, you will not get well. When I lost my late husband to cancer after a 15-year struggle 6 years ago, I may have learned a lot about natural medicine during that time especially, but I found myself to be so sick, I could hardly get out of bed. I had Hashimoto's with a large goiter in my neck the size of a golf ball. I could not swallow. I had adrenal insufficiency with pain in my kidneys, signs of lupus, parasite infections, and was still fighting a long battle with an eating disorder despite going through treatment and years of counseling. No matter what I did, I was still getting chronically sick. I was taking lots of supplements that tremendously helped my balance of hormones, and it showed in the good values of my blood work, but these odd illnesses kept popping up. First, it was Hashimoto's, then adrenal issues, then skin issues, and then it was intestinal issues. Despite all the probiotic-rich foods I was eating, the juicing of organic vegetables, Grass-fed meat, free-range eggs, wild-caught fish, you name it. Nothing worked. Everything I did only helped to manage it well. But what was I missing to finally heal? I remember hours on my face before God asking him for answers, pouring out my heart to him. And I believe he brought me bit by bit into wisdom, like stepping stones. But the real healing had to take place in my heart and my mind. If you're walking a hard health challenge like I was and are just so tired and frustrated that nothing is really working, please stay tuned. I have a lot to share with you. Here are some of the things we will talk about in upcoming episodes. The mindset values that will change the tide of healing when nothing else works. The missing keys to healing prayer. How to support your body to unlock its ability to heal through God's perfect plan. How living out your alignment outside of your alignment can destroy your health, and how to walk through any difficulty in life with unshakable faith, strength, power, and authority. Join me right here every week as I share my challenges in the hardest of life obstacles, heart-wrenching tragedies, and God's grace and wisdom for incredible healing. I hope my discoveries and experience inspire you to have a deep understanding of God's perfect plan for your life, your body, and your purpose. Thank you for watching and listening. And please do me a quick favor. If you like this podcast, make sure and share it with somebody you know who will be encouraged by it. And don't forget to subscribe and follow me. And don't forget to turn on notifications so you don't miss something. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Susan Cadell, here at Wellness by Design podcast, and I'll see you next time on the other side of the sunshine.